This is Floor Radio. This is the final part of a three-part series. It features John Simonson. He is the president of the web developing firm He's the president of the web developing firm Webstream Dynamics. You know, just a point, you were talking earlier about pay-per-click and so on. We're all, I guess everybody who's in the business and has advertised for any amount of years is pretty plugged into what kind of response they get from this advertising versus that advertising. The internet is a way you can really tell exactly what kind of response you're getting. You can track how any given promotion or sale works, it seemed to me. That's a tremendous advantage, I would think.
Well, to a point you can, and just to make a point on this, I can remember years ago with a newspaper, when I was a rep on the road, working for World Carpets, a store I was in was a furniture flooring store, and he had run a newspaper ad and spent a lot of money in his area, in his town, with a newspaper ad, but he wasn't sure he was getting any business. So the rep from the newspaper, who happened to be in there when I was in there, said, well, do you have anything where you got a lot of stuff that really doesn't have a lot of value that you could give away? And he said, well, I got this lamp. He had 100 of these lamps there. And so he said, well, why don't you run an ad and say free if you read this ad? Come in and get your free lamp. Then you'll know how much targeted traffic. Because with the newspaper, there was no way of knowing, okay? Mm-hmm. No way of really knowing. So he ran that ad. And he ended up selling his 100 lamps plus giving away 100 lamps, but he also ended up having to buy another 100 and something like 22 lamps because of that ad. And it always hit home to me, was because, you know, people run newspaper ads and they really have no idea when you throw it out there, is it working? Okay? Well, with the internet and Google Analytics and everything, we can much better know whether a campaign's working, whether it's driving the right traffic, where they're coming from, what words. We really get a lot more information than you could from a lot of the traditional media about the customer and where they're coming from and, you know, how they're interacting with your website and everything. So, I mean, it is extremely useful. Using something like Google Analytics and launching different online campaigns and seeing how they work.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the latest number is of customers who start the whole process of buying floor coverings on the internet. What is it, in the 80 percentile or even higher, I suppose? I don't know what it is now. Probably you do. But it seems to me that that means that retailer websites really now, as we speak, are more important than ever. And as a result, what's on the websites and the fact that those sites need to be productive, that's more important than ever. And it's, you know, I guess my point is retailers really need to immerse themselves in this. You were talking earlier about hiring somebody, you know, to oversee this for you and check out the Google Analytics. But the retailer really needs to know how to make sense of this himself to see what they're doing is helping him or not. I mean, it's more important than ever. They need to immerse themselves in this stuff, don't they?
Absolutely. Not only immerse themselves in the Google Analytics, but as I talk to retailers, I keep reinforcing this with them, and they do agree when I point it out. You got to sell yourself. You got to sell your brand. And so often, Dave, with these templated websites and everything, you're lost. You're not saying, why buy from us? Why we are the best in your area, why you should buy your carpet, your hardwood, or laminate from us, our installers, our certification, all the things that make you different from Home Depot, from Lowe's, from your other competitors. It's not. It's getting lost because it's all kind of melted into a, here's this generic website. That's what dealers need to sell and promote. They've worked so hard over the years to build their own name and reputation, and then they throw it on the web in a templated website. Yeah, I don't understand that.
You
want to sell yourself. You want to do a great job on your website of nothing else, telling the consumer why buy from us and give them all the great reasons to drive them to your store. And that's the bottom line. You want to get them to the store, and you want to, and the way you're going to do it is really giving them the right story about why buy from us. About your people, your personnel, and what you do for them, and how they're trained, and you know, you have decorating services and all these things, and no two stores are the same. So a templated website to me is just ludicrous, because no two stores, some stock, some don't. Some have a lot of inventory, great big warehouse, some don't. Some are mom and pops, you know, but they have very local service where they really cater to their customer and have great service, and mom and dad go out and do the measuring, and you know, son does installing, and very personal. But that you've got to convey on the internet to your targeted audience.
And it's more important now than ever to do that. If you're not doing it, you're really missing the boat, it seems to me.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden, you all look the same. Why should I buy from you versus the other? I mean, go to Home Depot and Lowe's. I mean, they spend tremendous money. They have deep pockets, but they spend tremendous amount of time and effort to try to, you know, and yet they got them in there all the time. They're going in there all the time to look at, you know, plumbing, to look at lumber, to look at this or that. And then also when they think of flooring, oh, yeah, I remember seeing this big carpet department at Home Depot. I'm going to stop in there. Or Lowe's has, I saw a Stainmaster sign when I was buying hardware or tools or light bulbs, you know, and also you think, I'm going to go back there. And meanwhile, when they look at the flooring store site, they just see this generic same site as everybody else, instead of telling their story and really creating, making it very personal to the consumer.
I hear you. I don't imagine we've talked about all the elements of Google Analytics, have we? I mean, is there more out there? Is that something we ought to address in future programs?
There's a lot to go into Google Analytics. It's just, you know, the biggest thing I try to enforce is when it comes to Google Analytics, is that you want to be getting reports that are really telling you about who is your targeted audience, what keywords they're using, because you may find when you talk about keywords, you can see the keywords they're using. But it may be, gee whiz, they're all coming out to us for carpet. We're not getting anybody for hardwood. Okay. And you'd also see nobody's landing on your hardwood page. Or you may say, I'm in Santa Monica, California, but all my traffic is coming from Los Angeles. Or, you know, nobody's coming from Santa Monica. Or maybe it's all coming from Malibu. I'm just throwing names out. But you see what I'm saying, and that's the kind of thing you can see in there. You can see how many people are using mobile devices and coming to your site. And all of a sudden you may wake up saying, wow, you know, 20% of my visitors are using Apple iPads or iPhones or, you know, Droids or, you know, all these mobile devices. Maybe I should have a mobile website. Or, you know, somebody's trying to sell you a mobile website, and you're looking at your site saying, hey, wait a minute, going to Google Analytics, I don't have that many people using mobile in my area.
Yeah. And
I don't need it. So those are the kind of things can really help you see in Google Analytics.
And that's really the way to know what you need to do to the site in the future, is to know where you stand.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can go nuts with where I'll look at, where the retail really doesn't need to look at, but, you know, I'll combine all the sites I do, flooring sites, several hundred and everything, and put together, you know, how many, what browsers are they using? What browser widths are they using? Should I be making the sites wider? Should I be making them simpler? I mean, all these things you can tell through, you can get real technical. And when we talk about sites going mobile, I mean, mobile is simple. So when I say simple, I mean very simple. You know, when you're sitting on an iPhone and you're trying to click, you want nice big buttons that click and you don't have to read thousands of words that are short, sweet, to the point, because it's all mobile. So you also look at saying, okay, today when you design a site, we got to kind of blend together a site that may get some mobile traffic or iPad traffic, so we got to make it more friendly for them as well, so that when they come to the site, instead of on a PC or a Mac, somebody's coming from a mobile device, they can still get through the site. Tiny little words don't work well on a mobile site.
Yeah, I can.
Tiny buttons don't work well on a mobile site.
I can attest to that.
Some of these drop-down menus are awful on a mobile site.
Yeah, it's like the Lord's Prayer on the head of a pin. You can't read anything.
Right.
I guess that, you know, the thing is here, and just to wind this up, it's really imperative that retailers really need to learn more about their website and really do so through Google Analytics, so they know what's good and what's not and what needs to be changed. And it's just awfully hard, it seems to me, to get a handle. You just need to get in there and immerse yourself in it, seems to me. Is there a better way to get information on this?
You really do need to either get into it or get somebody into it that knows what they're doing, that can send you reports that will actually show you these kind of things.
And explain it to you.
I mean, I would want to, you know, in I can't stress enough, you know, that think of every page as a doorway page. They're all landing pages. How effective are all your pages doing? You know, what pages are they going to? And you can drill down further. Okay, they went to my store locator page. Then where did they go? Did they go to my sale page or not? Or did they exit? Things like that. So it becomes real critical to be able to see all this. And if you don't understand it, either pay somebody to do it or pay somebody to show you, or, you know, take the time or get the most geeky person in your store and pay them to go in and understand this and try to make sense of it. But normally it really speeds it up if you can have somebody that really knows what they're doing help you out, because your day is flooring. You know, you're a flooring specialist. That's what you are. And get somebody who really knows and understands this, and it'll give you on, you know, send you the reports and help you make sense out of it. Really can help.
I hear you. Well, John, this is important information. I don't know if we need another part of this to talk more about Google Analytics, but we'll talk about that. And if so, we'll have part two of this somewhere down the road.
Sounds good.
John, always great having you on. It's very it's very informative. I sure learned a lot, and I'm sure a lot of other people did as well. Let's do it again.
Sounds good, Dave.
You got it. We've been talking with John Simonson. John's the president of Webstream Dynamics and also Marketing Your Store. This is Flow Radio.